The Shai also chooses Harosh in discussing the halakhas that we've been discussing about changing Yerusha, says that, as we learned previously, going back to Daf Lamed, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, that if one gives somebody who's an appropriate Yerush more than others, then it's not considered that's acceptable based on the pasuk of B'yoyim Hachiloi Esbonov. So therefore he wants to suggest that even though our Mishnah teaches us that one should not transfer the estate contrary to what is said in the Torah, if he's giving it to one son who's anyway Yerush, that's much less of an issue. And the Sefer Chassidim, in fact, in Siman Tuf Kuf Gimel, says that if a father knows that there's one son who will do better with the money that's being left, will do more what Hashem wants with that money, will give more stock up, it's okay to give him a bigger share of the Yerusha. And in fact, many explain that it's specifically when somebody's taking it away from Yerushim to others. But if it's going to remain amongst the proper Yerushim, it's less of an issue. There's also the opinion of the Itur that says as follows, that if the Yerushim are sons, if somebody has sons, and he takes the Yerusha away from sons and gives them to others, and as our Gemara says, even to daughters, that's what our Mishnah and Gemara refer to. But if he didn't leave sons anyway, it's going to be daughters or brothers that are going to inherit him, then that's not what this Mishnah in the Gemara are referring to. The Maram Rattenburg disagrees, and he says the Torah, it makes no difference. Once the Torah established Tilchus Yerusha, our Mishnah and Gemara are teaching us that one should not deviate. The Itur has a different approach. The Itur says that the concern expressed in our Mishnah and Gemara is only if a person who's supposed to be a Yerush will end up being left with nothing. But if he just changed the amounts and created a situation that one son will get more and another son will get less, but everybody who's supposed to get Yerusha will get Yerusha, then that's not what our Mishnah is referring to. And actually, these Shilas are really connected to what we discussed in the end of our previous year as to why were Chazal so concerned about changing the Hilchos Yerusha. Because if we say that the reason is that we want the halacha of the Torah to be followed, so it doesn't make a difference. As once you're not following the halacha of the Torah, it doesn't make a difference, you deviated. If, however, as we suggested, that it's because we don't want machlokes, maybe if everybody gets something, there won't be so much of a concern of machlokes. Another point that we see from our Gemara is that our Gemara, as I mentioned earlier, tells us the story of Rabbi Yosef ben Yezer, where he had Ilsa the Dinri, and his son wasn't acting as he felt his son ought to act, and therefore he was magdish them. So there are two very important halachas regarding our shailas that could be extrapolated from that story. One is that the halacha of not being allowed to change the halachas of Yerusha don't just apply to karka, that they apply to metaltlin as well. And another very important issue, it seems that even if the one you're taking away from, you're not giving it to a different son, or you're not giving it to a stranger, you're giving it to Tzedakah. He gave it to Hegdish. Still, the Gemara says that he didn't act, the Gemara wants to say that he acted inappropriately, or the Gemara wants to use that episode to discuss this Shaila. If giving to Tzedakah is not an issue, so why does that have to do with our issues? However, the Birka Yosef in Yoridei is Simon Resh Mem Tes Ois Aleph, does quote Rishonim that say that if you're giving to Tzedakah, it's not the same. However, even if you're giving to Tzedakah, it seems that the Rishonim are of the opinion, the Paiskim of the opinion, you shouldn't give all of your money to Tzedakah at the expense of taking it away from your Yarshim. You should give 50% or whatever other appropriate percentage, but not ignore them entirely. The Rosh is of the opinion, and Steichemed quotes others that are of the opinion, that this Isser is an Isser Doraisa. There are others that say that it's, as I said earlier, the Rambam's opinion is that it's only a Midas Chassidus. The Hilchos Ktanis says that since, as we have been learning earlier in our Masechta, when we learned extensively the Halachos of Bechayra, so there we see that Bechayra is, there we learned that Bechayra is a Matana. And therefore he wants to suggest that even though our Gemara is taking such a serious position regarding the Isser of deviating from Hilchos Yerusha, he wants to suggest that taking away from a Bechor is not the same, because the Bechor's share is not really considered Yerusha, it's considered a Matana, and our Gemara seems to be much more focused on the fact that it's on changing Hilchos Yerusha, not as much on changing regarding Hilchos Matan. The Steichemed quotes the Ifei Toyer that says that if one son is a Talmud Chacham, then the halacha may be, we could be more lenient if a father wants to reward his son who's a Talmud Chacham. We quoted in our previous year the opinion of the Ramshik, who holds that if the son who he's taking away from is not just not acting appropriately, but he's an apikairis, he's over avodah zarah, there it's permissible. The Hilchos Ktanis says that if a father writes a will because he believes by writing the will this way, it will encourage the children who are not acting appropriately, and that's why he sort of disinherited them, gave them less. It will incentivize them to act appropriately. If that's his Havana, that's mutter. As I discussed earlier, one more halacha is that if a father is doing this, if he's giving his money to a daughter, even though our Gemara says one shouldn't take it from a son to give to a daughter. But if he's giving to a daughter because he knows that that's how she'll be able to get married, she'll be able to have a husband, a Talmud Chacham, since we find in Chazal that Chazal made all sorts of different takanas to help the girls get married, this is permissible. As I mentioned before, if he's giving to tzedakah, it's okay, but it seems from the opinion of most Paiskim that if even then he shall leave Yerusha, there are Paiskim that suggest that if he feels that he needs to give the tzedakah because he needs the schusim, then maybe we could be more lenient. If it's in a person whose children have, Baruch Hashem, plenty panasa, then maybe we could be more lenient. But at Chassam Sofer, in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, says certainly one should not completely take away the tzedakah from, should at the price of tzedakah take away all of the Yerusha from his children. There's a tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, that discusses this issue about changing a will, not following exactly what the Torah suggests regarding Hilchos Yerusha. His main focus in that long tshuva is to point out that there may be a difference between if you're doing it as a will, which is prohibited, or you're giving out the assets while you're still alive, that may be more permissible. Moreover, he says there that if he's leaving money for his wife because he's concerned, because as we know, a wife midoraisa is not a yorish, but he's concerned that his wife will not have the ability to make it, so then we could be more lenient. And the same he says if somebody had an adopted child, where the halacha is that an adopted child is not a biological child and is not a yorish, if there are, and the yorishim come first, but certainly if somebody adopted a child and took responsibility for that child, that can be taken into consideration. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shas of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelik Ches, Chayshe Mishpat, Simon Tes and Yud, has two tshuvas on this subject. And he has many, and he takes together, as we have been discussing, many of the different concepts that we've been discussing, where if the money was transferred not as a tzavah, but already during the life, and if it's being given to a son who's a Talmud Chacham, and he says it's not all of the assets that are being transferred, it's just some of the assets that are not being followed Hilchos Yerusha, but the most of the a good portion of the assets will follow Hilchos Yerusha, there's room to be makel. And to conclude this shir, the Ramah in Simen Reish Pei Beis in Chayesh Mishpat says, Mishat Siva Lassus B'Nechosav Somebody says, you know what my will and testament is? Do with my assets the best that can be done with my will, with my assets. So says the Ramah, you know what the best thing you can do with some with your assets is Yitnei Yul Yarshiv. Give it to the Yarshim. Give it the way the Torah says to be given. Kain Toy Mizeh. There's nothing better
than doing what the Torah tells us to do. It's a good rule for life in general.